Oh, Thank you. Shri Divine Grace. Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribhadacharya Stotra Stoshi Srimad, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaya Charanaravindam Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, BBT Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Guru Vinda Ki Jai. Sri 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 Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. So everybody can have a bit more place to sit in this area.
Namaste, Saraswati Devi. Bye. Acharya, Srila Prabhupada.
Ki
jai. Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Prabhupada Acharya Astotra Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada.
Ki jai.
Anant Koti Vaishnava Namah Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur.
Ki jai.
Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinoda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundagiri
Govardhan
Vrindavan Dham
Ki Jai
Navadvip Dham
Ki Jai
Jamuna Mayi
Ki Jai
Ganga Mayi
Ki Jai
Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai
Bhakti Devi
Ki Jai
Sambeta Bhakta Vrinda
Ki Jai
Hitai Gaur Prema
Ki Jai
All glories to the assembled
devotees.
All glories to the assembled
devotees.
All glories to the assembled
devotees.
All glories to Sri Guru and Jai. With you all in this most auspicious gathering at the lotus feet of Sri Panchatattva. I must say this is one of the most beautiful altars I've ever seen. Every item, every deity, every picture, every one of the deities' paraphernalia, every flower is all purposefully and purposely placed. And today is the most auspicious occasion of Sri Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day. As most of you know, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself in the role of a devotee. It is said that he is Krishna, but he has taken on the complexion and mood of Srimati Radharani. There are different purposes for the Lord's advent. The internal reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance was that he wanted to experience the love that Srimati Radharani feels for him, Krishna, the glories of her love. He wanted to experience the sweetness that she experiences in relation to Krishna. And the external reason, not that it is any less, but the word is used external to describe it, is to propagate the Yuga Dharma, or the method for God realization in the age. We are in Kali Yuga, the worst age. But although Kali Yuga is the worst age, it affords us the best opportunity to realize God through the chanting of the holy name. At the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukadeva Goswami says, Talo dosha nidhi rajan asti hieko mahaguna. That this Kali Yuga, the present age, is like an ocean of faults. An ocean, you cannot measure the length and breadth of the ocean. So Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but within Kali Yuga there is one great opportunity. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Gajat. That by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one becomes liberated from material associations and attains the supreme goal of love. Sangha, association. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Desire comes from association. Generally, people in the material world are associated with the three modes of material nature. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, and Tama-gun. And on account of association with the three modes, they develop material bodies, which are made of the three modes, and they develop mentalities which are influenced by the three modes. And it is very difficult to overcome the influence of Maya, which is consists of the three modes. Devi Yesha Guna Mayi Mama Maya Durajaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that this material nature, which consists of the three modes, is very difficult to overcome. Devi Yesha Guna Mayi. It is Krishna's energy. But one who surrenders to Krishna, mam evaye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. One who surrenders to Krishna can easily surpass Maya, overcome Maya, become free from the influence of Maya. Now, Lord Chaitanya and his associates in the Panchatattva came to taste love of Godhead and distribute love of Godhead, to taste the holy names of Krishna and to distribute the holy names of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that the storehouse of love of Godhead had remained sealed, but the members of the Panchatattva broke open the seal and they plundered the storehouse of love of God, and they ate the contents of the storehouse of love of God and became intoxicated with love of God. But they didn't want to enjoy the contents themselves. They also wanted to share or distribute the contents to others. And that was their life, tasting ecstatic love of Godhead and distributing it. And the main method by which they distributed love of Godhead was through the process of chanting the holy names of God. In particular, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The members of the Panchatattva would become so intoxicated chanting and dancing that they didn't know if it was day or night. They didn't know where they were. Sometimes the chanting parties, once Nityananda Prabhu led a chanting party from Jagannath Puri. He was trying to make his way back to Bengal. And he and the other members of the party were so intoxicated with love of Godhead, they didn't know which way to go. They would start going in one direction, and days later they would realize they didn't know which direction they had gone in. And they would ask, and someone would set them in the right direction. And then again, days would go, chanting and dancing. They wouldn't even eat or sleep. And after a while, they realized that again, they didn't know where they were. So this was their high level of kirtan, ecstatic love of God. So that is what they were tasting, and that is what they wanted to distribute, and reciprocally, that is what they wanted us to accept, the great gift of the Holy Name, the great treasure of the Holy Name. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. The great treasure of the Holy Name has descended from Goloka, the spiritual world. It is not a material sound vibration. It is Krishna's names, Radha, Radha and Krishna's names. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It is a transcendental touchstone. It is the form of transcendental mellows. Purna, it is complete. Shuddha, it is pure, completely pure. Nityamukta, it is eternally liberated from the influence of Maya, of the modes of nature. Vinasthanaminamina. The holy name of Krishna in all respects is the same as Krishna himself. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are in principle associating with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that in the material world, the name of a thing and the thing are different. So if you're thirsty and you chant water, 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 because chanting water, water will not quench your thirst. Because the word water and the substance water are different. In the absolute world, in the spiritual world, or the absolute world, the name of the thing and the thing are the same. So when you chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna is personally present, dancing on your tongue. And great devotees who have realized Krishna through the process of chanting, wanted to do nothing but chant. Srila Rupa Goswami prayed, if I, with one tongue and two ears, what can I chant? What can I relish? If I had millions of tongues and billions of ears, then I could begin to change. So that is the stage of relishing the holy name. When one is able to chant the holy name purely. But we, unfortunately, Durdaiva, in the second verse of Shikshastakam, we find the word Durdaiva, unfortunate. We are unfortunate. We are fortunate because we've come in touch with Srila Prabhupada, who is serving the Panchatattva, traveling all over the world on behalf of the Panchatattva to execute their mission. We're fortunate, but we are unfortunate because we do not experience ecstatic love when we chant, because we commit offenses when we chant. The great value of the holy name can be appreciated when we chant without offense. But here too, the Panchatattva help us, because they do not consider offenses. They're so liberal and magnanimous, they do not consider offenses. And therefore, if one chants the holy names of the Panchatattva with full absorption, full enthusiasm, one will feel ecstatic. And when one feels ecstatic, then one can chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense. So we have to work, we have to practice. As Srila Prabhupada said, chanting is easy, but the determination to chant is not so easy. We have to be determined to chant with attention. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one verse, where Chaitanya says, Tara Madhye, of all the nine processes of devotional service, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the most important, the best, the most important. And one who chants without offense can quickly achieve the treasure of love of God. So, there are 10 offenses mentioned in the Padma Purana. Srila Jiva Goswami has discussed them in detail in his Sandarbha, and other later acharyas, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have also discussed them. There are different lists. The list in the Nectar of Devotion, which is sometimes read in the morning after Mangalarti, as we prepare to chant our rounds, we read the 10 offenses, which is meant to help us to avoid them. Just reading them, hearing the list, reciting the list, and praying is meant to help us to avoid them. So the last offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments, even in spite of hearing so many instructions on the matter. And then often devotees add, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Anyway, it's a whole topic, but within the description of the fifth offense, there is one phrase at the end, api pramada. Pramada means inattention. In Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur combined what in some places is separated as the fourth and fifth offenses into one, and he took out that phrase, api pramadaha, and made it a separate item to be inattentive while chanting. And he says that by chanting attentively, one can destroy all the other offenses. And that inattentive chanting allows the other offenses to flourish, to grow and flourish. So we have to make a concentrated effort to overcome this offense of vipramada, of to chant with attention here. As the Bhagavad Gita says, wherever the mind wanders due to its unsteady and flickery nature, we should bring it under the control of the self. So that's our work. And when we observe the activities of the mind while we're chanting, and really consider what is going on here, why is my mind always wandering? What is it thinking about? There's a whole list. We can't even discuss them. But if we consider what is going on, why am I having all these other thoughts when I should be hearing the holy name? We will find, at least that's my experience, that it basically comes down to thinking we're the doers, we're the controllers, we're the proprietors, we're the enjoyers. And actually the holy name is, the holy name is Krishna. Krishna's the controller, he's the provider, he's the enjoyer. So surrender, we have to surrender to the holy name. That means surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna as the holy name. And let him take over. Certainly, while we're chanting, those who are chanting 16 rounds, that 2 hours or whatever, 2 hours or so, that 2 hours is our time with Krishna. At least in those 2 hours, we should have no other thought but to be with Krishna, to associate with Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada has explained, the chanting is a prayer to Radha and Krishna. Of course, the name Krishna means Krishna. And Hare is a form of addressing Radha, the vocative case, Hare. Hare Krishna, O Radha, O Krishna. Now, if we call someone's name, we want to get their attention. And we get their attention. And they ask, yes, what do you want? What can I do for you? So when we get the attention of Radha and Krishna by chanting their holy names, Hare Krishna. So what are we going to ask for? Well, a pure devotee will ask for only one thing, and that is service. I want to serve you. Please engage me in your service. That is our prayer when we chant. Of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a discussion. He wrote a commentary on the Shikshastakam, and he explains that in the Maha Mantra, the eight pairs of words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The eight pairs of words correspond to the eight prayers of the Shikshastaka. So when we chant Hare Krishna, the first verse of the Shikshastaka is included. And if we're actually concentrating, we'll take one word at a time, or a pair. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not racing through. Oh God. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, one down, 15 more. Not racing through. No, we should. This is our time with Krishna. In one sense, it's the most important time of the day. Our time with Krishna. And we should, give ourselves to Krishna. I mean, we do serve Him. In principle, we serve Him 24 hours. But this is our special time to associate with Him directly. Associate with Harinam directly. Our God, Brother Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, owns a big business and has many responsibilities and projects. But he told me when he chants his rounds, he takes off his eyeglasses and he takes off his wristwatch. That's his time with Krishna. He's not thinking about anything else. Of course, he's very organized. He makes long lists of what he has to do. So when he's chanting, he doesn't have to worry that he'll remember something and then forget it. That's one of our common form of inattention. We're chanting and we're mentally making our to-do list. But no. You have to hear. If it's important enough, we'll remember. But we have to let go of all other thoughts when we chant and just hear. I mean, sometimes it may be that in that purifying process of chanting, Krishna is trying to tell you something. He's trying to remind you of something. If it really builds up, you just can't let it go, then it might be better to make a note of it. And then your mind might settle down. But basically, whatever it is, just let it go. And here, Tatshunu, hear the holy name of Krishna. So this is the great mission of the Panchatattva. Gadadhar Pandit, of course, in Krishna Lila, Gadadhar Pandit is actually the internal potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani herself. There is one book written by Sri Kavi Karnapur, Gauranubhusha Deepika. And in this book, he has explained who the associates of Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Lila are in Krishna Lila. Because when the Lord descends, he doesn't come alone, but he comes with his eternal associate. And Krishna has his eternal associates. The same Krishna, when he comes as Lord Chaitanya in the role of the devotee, the same eternal associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, they also descend with Lord Chaitanya to assist him in his pastimes. And Gadadhar Pandit is the internal potency of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. But because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna acting in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit, although he is Radharani, but he doesn't act in the mood of Radharani. Because you can't have two Radharanis. Only be one. So Gadadhar Pandit understood that this is Krishna's time, this is Krishna's opportunity to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani. So I will keep the mood of Radharani in the background and just support him in his mood of experiencing Radha-bhava. And it is also said that if Gadadhar Pandit had manifest the nature of Srimati Radharani, the feature of Srimati Radharani, then Krishna, who was trying to absorb himself in the mood of Radharani, would have gotten attracted to the external Radharani, and he wouldn't have been able to maintain his own mood as Radharani. So Gadadhar Pandit, to facilitate Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes, played the role of a perfect Brahman, very gentle, very submissive, a very scholarly. Actually, as children in their boyhood, Nimai, as Lord Chaitanya was called in his childhood, Nim is the name of a type of tree in India, Nim tree. So this boy was born under Nim tree, so he was given the nickname Nimai, called Nimai. The other name is Vishwamba. Anyway, so Nimai and Gadadhar Pandit, they would go together as children to the school, to the Kol, Vidyanagara. And they would study together. They were inseparable. They could not bear to be separated. They would go to school together. They would study together. They would, of course, attend class together. They would walk home together, they would take bath in the Ganges together, they were inseparable. And although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he later took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, although his other devotees from Navadvip remained in Bengal, they would come once a year during the rainy season, Chaturmasya, for the Radha Yatra and to see Mahaprabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit, he couldn't bear to be separated from the Lord, and the Lord couldn't bear to be separated from him. So he was given permission to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And there they engaged in pastime. Gadadhar Pandit worshipped a deity named Tota Gopinath. Which is there still in Puri. There are many pastimes between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri that are described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is said that in the end, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Tota Gopinath temple and never came out. One idea that he entered into the deity of Tota Gopinath, and of course from there returned to his eternal pastime. And the same, anyway, a lot to say, it's already late. But coming back to our basic point of the purpose of the descent of Panchatattva, to taste love of God and distribute it, to taste the holy name and distribute it. We can pray these holy days, and especially today, to Gadadhar Pandit, to help us, to give us his mercy to help us. And we can also taste the nectar of the holy name, the nectar of Krishna consciousness, which at our stage means we're praying to him to help us to chant with attention, to clear our offenses, so that we can taste the nectar of the holy name, and at the same time to distribute the holy name. But distribute also means helping people to chant properly. It's like we distribute books. Well, that's good that we distribute books. That's our first duty. But we don't want the process to end that someone takes a book and keeps it on the shelf or whatever. We want them to read the book. We want them to understand what's in the book. We want them to put it into practice. So in the same way, when we distribute the holy name, it's not just that we give them these 16 words, 32 syllables, but we want them to actually get the benefit of chanting, which means to chant with attention, to chant without offense. So that's work, that's hard work. It's hard work to chant. It's hard work, it's hard work to make the effort to chant with attention. Chanting with attention, that's a gradual process, but at least we should be conscious. That's what distinguishes the offensive stage from the clearing stage. In the offensive stage, you chant, but you're not making an effort to hear.